I came as a student who my parents did not go to college, so I did not have a lot of background on how to obtain funding and where to look and things like that. I just knew I wanted to go to school. From that perspective, I see that I was at a disadvantage than other students were at because just I didn't have information. But I had to take out a lot of student loans, both personally, and then my parents also took out some parent type loans. So I am well aware of borrowing in higher education and what a burden that can be. A lot of students come from sort of the middle income family where they really aren't needy enough as far as formulas go to be given a lot of gift aid from, say, federal and state sources, but they don't make enough money to be able to pay for a college education out of pocket. So it's kind of they're stuck in the middle, and that's where I came from, so I understand that. I think that a lot of families are feeling the pressure, especially in our office. We have more families that are coming in and saying, I have special circumstances. My father just lost his job, or my mom just lost her job. I think that a lot of families are trying to balance. They see that their retirement accounts are going down, and also even home equity is going down, and I know that that is not a specific financial aid program, but I know a lot of families have used the equity in their home to take out a loan or a line of credit in order to pay for school. And what they're finding now is they're going to maybe tap into some of that home equity, and it has evaporated. That wealth that they felt that they had built up maybe through retirement or through home equity is gone. And now they're saying, okay, now we have to pay for college education. So what's our priorities going to be as a family? Are we going to try to focus on education and put our retirement on the back burner? Or is it more important to say, okay, son, daughter, our retirement is being dwindled away and you're going to have to take more of that burden on yourself through, say, your own student loans that are in your name? The more that we get information out to students, the better off that they're going to be, as I indicated, coming from a past where I didn't feel like, looking back, that I got enough information to make wise decisions about college planning and costs and things like that. We're working right now on a page that will list probably anywhere from 60 to 100 websites where students can get information about scholarship opportunities that are out there, because oftentimes, the student is unaware that there are other sources of funding, whether it be from someplace in Oregon, or a bank is maybe offering a scholarship to students, or maybe someplace in their local school district or organizations within the community. So what we want to do is do that research for them and then get that information into their hands.